Part 6B. Fiction and Nonfiction Writing Conferences and Events. This list of fiction and nonfiction writing conferences is not meant to exclude other areas in the U.S. or abroad, but to demonstrate the types of events you should be looking for in your area. And of course, if you want to travel to the San Francisco Bay Area to attend these events, I hope to see you there. As a quick note, I also included information on the San Francisco Writers Conference earlier in the section titled Choose Your Writing Program. San Francisco Writers Conference. Sure, the San Francisco Writers Conference is geared towards fiction writers, but writing is writing, so I'll go ahead and say it is relevant to you screenwriters and video game writers out there also reading this. Additionally, there were plenty of agents at the conference that deal with film rights for novels and a couple that handle screenwriters. So if you have the option next year, I say go. Too many screenwriters seem to get into writing because they think screenwriting can lead to riches, or that screenwriting is somehow easier than writing a book. As someone who has written several novels and more screenplays, I can tell you it is not necessarily easier to write a screenplay. Sure, it's shorter, and you don't have to spend all that narrative space getting into the character's thoughts. But unless your goal is to shoot the film yourself, selling a screenplay is a lot harder than publishing a novel. And I'm not even talking about self-publishing yet. Did anyone not read R.L. Stine's Goosebumps as a child? If you raised your hand, go out there and read some to make up for your lost childhood. Are they literary masterpieces? Certainly not. They are fun. As a matter of fact, when I asked Mr. Stine about whether he tries to include any sort of literary theme in his books, he looked at me like I was crazy and gave me a big fat no. This experience with the author of Goosebumps has two lessons for me. The first is that going to the San Francisco Writers Conference means you get to listen to inspiring speakers and learn that some of the horror masters of our youth are darn funny comedians. Second, just write and have fun with it. If you want to write a horror story for children, who cares what the naysayers throw at you? Just go out there and write, and have fun doing it. Pitch speed dating is exciting and everyone should try it, but does it really matter? Just like when I pitched at the Austin Film Festival, it was an educational experience. Everyone should try to pitch his or her stories in public, as it really makes you assess your material. Maybe try writing a pitch for your story before you write it. That is what the screenplay writing world has taught me, and now I tend to wait to start outlining until I at least have the one or two sentence description, logline, down. The way pitch speed dating works at the San Francisco Writers Conference is you try to sit down with as many agents as you can for 3 minutes each. You tell them your story idea. I recommend taking about 1.5 minutes for this, and then they tell you if they would like to see it or not. I was able to pitch 5 agents in our allotted time of a little less than 1 hour, but maybe you will be able to get in 6. Good luck. Litquake. Litquake is interesting in that it does not seem to follow a template from year to year. A large bonus of Litquake is that it is mostly free, though certain talks charge low fees of around $20. There are also no admissions requirements, aside from getting tickets before they run out. Themes of Litquake have a wide range, but generally include literary topics, including readings and panels with new authors. In the past, they have had agent panels and author readings on the boats of Sausalito, and some years the events feature panels on children's and young adult literature. The Association of Writers and Writing Programs. The Association of Writers and Writing Programs, AWP, changes location every year, but will be in Minneapolis in April 2015. It is advertised as the biggest literary conference in North America, and I believe the hype. When I attended the event in Chicago, I was quite overwhelmed. This conference invites such heavy hitters as Margaret Atwood and Tobias Wolff to attend as guest speakers, and tends to take up multiple hotels' worth of conference and meeting rooms. The conference seems to be strongly literary themed and is coming to Los Angeles in 2016 and then Washington, D.C. in 2017. Though I will not be able to attend in 2015, Los Angeles is only a 1-hour flight from where I currently reside, so I may be able to attend in 2016. Women Writing in the Redwoods. A very valuable aspect of attending such events as those listed above is that you learn about other upcoming events, and one of those I would like to share with you is the Women Writing in the Redwoods Writing Retreat, presented by the San Francisco Writers Conference. Let me tell you why the retreat looks worth attending. 1. Organized by Michael Larson and Elizabeth Pomada, these two agents are incredibly approachable, intelligent, and caring people. They put everything into the San Francisco Writers Conference to make it a wonderful time, and I am sure they will do the same with this writer's retreat. 2. One-on-one writing mentoring. As the flyer states, you will receive one-on-one mentoring from a professional faculty with the aim of bringing your writing to publishable quality. 3. It is in the Santa Cruz Mountains. That should say it all. Wouldn't you love to escape for 3 nights to write in such a picturesque environment, surrounded by other writers? I know I would. In fact, the retreat will take place at a Buddhist retreat center. Wow! I have included the details below and would love to hear any feedback or stories you would like to share if you are able to attend. I am sure you will have an amazing time. Contact Elizabeth Pomada at sfwriterscon@aol.com or Dale King at daleeking@att.net. For information on the San Francisco Writers Conference or sponsorship opportunities, please go to www.sfwriters.org. If you are a prose writer, getting online and finding a writing event or conference may interest you. Look up the themes, cost, admittance, if there is any, and whatever other information you may need in order to consider the value of attending said event. When you have decided on an event or due that you will commit to attending, make a list of what you need to do before you go. Perhaps this includes printing out some business cards or having your 30-second elevator pitch of your book ready to share with other writers, agents, and publishers. Lastly, make sure you buy your ticket early, as a lot of these events sell out fast. If you are a screenwriter or aspiring video game writer who read this chapter for fun, write a short story or a novel so you can understand the different ways authors approach prose, and then consider attending a fiction-focused writing conference. Part 6, Next Steps. Put together a list of publishers and agents you would like to submit your book to, whether you have written that book yet or not. Write down their contact information, name, and 2 or 3 books they have published similar to your own. These are known as comparables. If your manuscript is ready to submit, do so. If you are still working on it, read these other books that you wrote down as comparables and consider these books when you are writing. Maybe write some short stories before you move on to novels and submit them to literary magazines. This is a wonderful way to learn how to write and how to accept rejection before you move on to a longer piece. My Fiction Plan. 1. What agents can I submit my novels to? 2. What publishers can I submit my novels to? 3. If I want to self-publish, what resources are at my disposal? 4. What literary publications do I like enough to submit my short fiction and poetry to?